From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's now up to the House. The bill extending the Bush-era tax cuts passed the Senate today by an overwhelming majority, 81 to 19. That sends it to the House of Representatives with real political momentum. As NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, the tax package may now sail through the House and into law. Then again, it may not.
House Democrats have never liked this package, a deal with the devil, some called it, when President Obama negotiated the agreement with Republican senators. But when it became clear that the bill would pass the Senate in such a broad bipartisan way, Republican leader Mitch McConnell issued this warning. The agreement is not subject to being reopened, he said.
I hope that our friends in the House will understand that that's the best way to go forward, simply pass the Senate bill, get it down to a president who supports the understanding.
Not likely, said House Democrat Mel Watt of North Carolina.
I'd have a lot of trouble voting for it without at least making substantial efforts to amend it.
The bill extends the Bush tax cuts for middle and lower income Americans and for wealthier people. It also sets the estate tax to Republicans' liking, cuts payroll taxes for wage earners, and extends unemployment benefits. Not all of it is terrible, said Watt today.
There are good things in the proposal. There are bad things in the proposal.
One thing most Democrats hate in the bill is the relatively low estate tax rate. The plan would allow wealthy couples to pass $10 million to their heirs tax-free. Some Democrats are mounting a possible attack on the bill in the form of an amendment to change the estate tax provision and send it all back to the Senate. Another problem, says Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings, is how long the bill lasts. 2 years, pushing the fight over tax rates and deficits smack into the middle of a presidential campaign.
And I got to tell you, it's hard for me to believe in an election year that one can effectively argue allowing taxes to go up.
Even some fiscally conservative Blue Dog Democrats are angry that the bill includes tax breaks for the wealthy, blowing another hole in the federal budget and making the deficit worse. So Democrats aren't likely to just pass the Senate bill without a vigorous debate at the very least, and some are pushing to change it. That's why New Jersey Republican Scott Garrett says he doesn't even know what's coming, though he's watching with a tiny bit of amusement.
I don't know what the bill is, and apparently, just as for the last couple of years, neither do the Democrats.
Zing! Seriously, though, in this game of political poker, Republicans hold all the aces. If Democrats are angry enough to change the bill and blow up the deal President Obama made with Republicans, well, then this Congress would end without a bill. And everyone's taxes would go up on January 1st. So in these last days of Democrats' control, they're weighing their options very carefully. Because if they don't take this deal now, they may get something far harder to swallow next year under the new Republican majority. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.